Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith over here, broadcasting live to Villiers Square, Pensacola Business Radio. I have in our studio today Mr. Todd Thompson, Executive Director of Public Affairs for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, who's here to elevate our knowledge on the legislative luncheon. So good morning, Todd.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Keith.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for coming in. So let's pretend I didn't get to attend and hear what happened. So why don't you bring me up to speed?
So a couple of weeks ago, we had our annual legislative luncheon, which is the one opportunity a year that we have to directly talk to our Northwest Florida legislative delegation and lay out the chamber's agenda for the year. And so we had that opportunity. Our president, Clay Ingram, State Representative Mike Hill, and State Senator Don Gates were there to be a part of the panel. And we had three of our chamber partners give the three different portions of our agenda. We've got three different things that we're focused on. One is creating a better business environment in Northwest Florida. One's cutting the cost of doing business. And the other is Hometown Heroes, which is basically our military portion of our agenda.
Yeah, I think I saw Steve Wilmer do a little speak for the Steve Speaks. Yeah, fantastic.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he was good. So, okay, so run me through, man. Just start at the top. Where do we stand?
So things are looking good. Since 2010 or so, you know, when things really hit bottom and we were dealing with the oil spill, since then things have been going a lot better in Northwest Florida and in Florida as a whole. But, you know, as it is with the legislature, there's always more that can be done to make Northwest Florida more business friendly.
Sure.
And you know, that's what our agenda was trying to lay out, just to let our delegation know, hey, these are the things as small business, as big business, and everywhere in between, these are things that can be done to help us out, you know, to keep more money in our pockets. Yeah. So we can hire more people, expand our business, and just improve the overall business climate in Northwest Florida.
Yeah. So what do you have a couple of the specifics that they mentioned?
Absolutely. So one of the things, and this is on a state and local level, is just, you know, when governments are making decisions about, you know, business opportunities and things that are, you know, just the faster that they can make these decisions, it's just better for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, so many people put time and resources into making presentations and coming up with ideas, and then it just seems like
it just sits there, huh?
Right. Yeah. It's in the bureaucracy or whatever, and then, you know, nothing happens. So, you know, we just encourage, whether it's our local city council, county commission, or on the state level when they're looking at projects in Northwest Florida, you know, let's
just keep it moving, right?
Yeah, the quicker you can go, the better it is.
Yeah.
And you know, more jobs we create in Northwest Florida.
Yeah. Okay. So what else do we got?
So also, there's a couple of cases at the Florida Supreme Court dealing with workers' compensation. And we're awaiting these decisions come down pretty much any time. And they have the potential for raising workers' comp rates. Over the last 10 years, I think in Florida, workers' comp rates have gone down about 60%.
Wow.
And so, you know, there have been a few lawsuits filed by the trial lawyers. Potential there, you know, if there are adverse rulings,
right,
you know, those rates may start going back up. So we've just asked the legislature to be on the lookout if something does come down, that they are prepared to deal with that.
Sure. So we think soon, like beginning of 2016?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much any time.
Sure. And well, which is going to affect every business here in the state and as well as your local community. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And some of the tax issues that we're looking at, there's the business rent tax, which Florida is the only state in the country that charges a business rent tax. And it's at 6%. Mm-hmm. And what we've asked for, what the Florida Chamber has asked for, what some of the other business organizations in Tallahassee are asking, is simply a 1% reduction this year. Let's get this started where we can start saving some money there.
Right there on the top.
And then, you know, hopefully slowly over time, we can eliminate the entire business rent tax, yeah. but at least get it started this year.
Yeah, which obviously would help facilitate people starting small businesses or even just getting their first foot in the door.
Yeah, and again, we're the only state in the country yeah. that has this tax. I mean, it's
that should probably tell you something, huh?
Exactly. You know, this should not be happening in Florida.
Yeah.
There are also a couple of taxes on manufacturing and machinery that we would like to see eliminated. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one that sunsets at the end of this year that there's been a 3-year tax that's been suspended, basically. Mm-hmm. But that sunsets at the end the end of next year. So if the legislature does not deal with it this session, then that tax will go back up, that manufacturing tax. So it's something we'd like to see permanently sunsetted.
Right. And this, again, facilitates getting some more industry here into the state, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, just you hear about the opportunities that are out there, but, you know, it seems like there's some of these barriers that are still keeping
yeah.
some of that manufacturing from coming to Northwest Florida.
Yeah, and there's so much potential right now, too, because you've seen it with the technology, you know, industry with the you know, the manufacturing, the textiles and the chemicals and those things that we see grow, you know, popping up over here. And you're right. There's so many more that could come here to do business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're primed for those types of businesses. Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, hopefully that'll take place. And then under our hometown heroes, there are a couple of bills that we would like to see passed. One would require the Department of Children and Families to establish the Florida Combat Veterans Care Coordination Program.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. But this would help coordinate services for behavioral health care.
Sure.
You know, mental health is such a big issue with our veterans returning home. Yeah,
PTSD and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And this would just help organize that and make it more of a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, they're not having to call all these different
yeah.
organizations.
Get them where they need to be and get them there quick.
Right, right. And then the other one, which I think is really cool, is Senate Bill 404, create the Veterans Employment Small Business Grant Program. This would be within the Department of Veteran Affairs. It would offer small businesses in Florida a one-time grant of $3,000 for each veteran hired or $5,000 for each disabled veteran hired. And that's for each individual. So if you hire five veterans,
sure.
it's $3,000 per veteran.
Yeah.
It's not just a, you know, you only get to use it once.
Yeah.
So. I think that'd be an incredible program.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of times with some really skilled people, you know, just from the trainings that they've had either
absolutely.
During in the forces or during some of that curricular that they've been through. So
absolutely.
What did you find to be advocating for the business in Escambia County?
Yeah, locally?
Yeah.
Well, one of the big things that we're going to be watching going into 2016 is what's going to happen with the Restore Act. Kind of getting to the point where the Restore Advisory Committee is finishing their work and the County Commission should be making decisions soon on projects. And the Chamber would like to see the County Commission look at the projects that are going to help create jobs
yeah.
or help with job training. There are a few projects that have been submitted that deal with job training.
Yeah.
We would like to see those projects considered. I mean, the pot of money that will be coming to the County Commission, this is basically the only pot that they have that they will have control over and mm-hmm. be able to make these decisions. There are environmental pots that are out there. Some of those funds have already been distributed and
yeah.
projects have been completed, and that's great. I mean, we need to see that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know... We see this as the one opportunity in Escambia County where we'll have control over dollars that we could say, okay, let's put this towards economic development, towards
yeah.
job training that can really help people and help create jobs in Escambia County.
So for somebody that may not know, how did the Restore Act, how did it get to where we are now?
So following the oil spill in 2010, there was a federal law passed. I believe it was passed in 2012 that established, it was called the Restore Act, and it set up sort of the structure for how fine monies from BP
right.
and other companies that were involved with the oil spill would be spent. Now, it was just last summer that the full BP portion of those fine monies were ruled upon.
Yep.
And those there are others. Transocean, the projects that are being considered now are actually being funded through a Transocean settlement that was earlier. I think the county got about $10.6 million for that. Now, the BP portion is larger. I think it's closer to $69 million, $65 million, somewhere in there. So, you know, once you combine those funds, you get around $75 million, I believe.
You can do some good stuff with that.
Right. But the frustrating thing is that money's going to be spread out over 15 years. It's not coming in one lump sum. So you have to do some long-term planning. And you know, even some of the commissioners have said, you know, this will probably change and evolve over time.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a longer process.
Well, and everybody kind of has a voice in this thing too, right? I mean, these projects were all chosen and submitted, and people, you know, threw stuff against the wall to see what would stick and where we could go.
Right. 124 projects were submitted over the summer. The Restore Advisory Committee has been going through those. They're not even finished with their work yet. They're still reviewing and commenting and scoring based on the criteria they developed.
Yeah.
And actually on January 11th, there's going to be a meeting at Pensacola State College where the County Commission and the Restore Advisory Committee will jointly meet and talk about the overall goals and objectives of what these projects should look like. So, you know, even that is still being developed and finalized.
Yeah. So when do you think the next, and I don't want to call it legislative luncheon because it may not be one again, but when do you think that, are we going to see some more of these updates periodically throughout 2016?
Oh, absolutely. We do a biweekly update that we try to cover as many local government meetings as possible and sort of give the update on what's happening, how the decisions that are being made on the on local level are impacting businesses, and you know, just kind of give, you know, give our members the lay of the land.
Yeah, quick overview. Yeah,
and, you know, keep them up to date.
Yeah, because it's a lot of meetings to try to make it to if you're going to go on your own.
It is. But you know, it's important. You know, this is a real opportunity for the chamber. You know, in the past, the chamber, we've been sort of handcuffed because we had tourism and economic development under the chamber. Now that those are broken out, the chamber doesn't take any tax dollars. We feel like we can stand up and be the voice for business in Escambia County.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to be the voice of business with you, how do they get involved with that?
Well, we represent over 1,300 businesses. Yeah, you know, we encourage anyone who's not a chamber member to contact us.
I guess that's the first stage. Be a member.
Right. And then some of the things we're doing, we're going to be sending out surveys regularly to our partners to find out what's important to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're in a position where you think, oh, well, this issue is going to be important to business. And there may be things we're missing.
Yeah.
And
I can vouch they're quick surveys. I've taken one before.
Right,
I think it was
only
like four or five questions.
Yeah. We try to keep it brief.
Yeah. It didn't take me all day. So,
right. And we also try to provide for, you know, input to where, you know, if we put a question or a list, you know, that there's a section you can add.
It's not just multiple choice.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, but that's the important thing is, you know, if we're going to be the voice of business, we need to understand the challenges and the issues that the small businessman has, you know, and it takes, you know, these folks are working all day, every day, and they don't have the time, you know, they're raising their families. They've got other things that they're doing. They don't have the time to go to these meetings. And that's what we're trying to do is say, you can't go, what are the issues that you want us to stand up and be your voice on?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So where do we send them to? Where's a good place for them to get all their information?
PensacolaChamber.com is our website. That's, you know, you can find our contact information there.
You can sign up for the newsletter and all that good stuff there too.
Well, you have to be a chamber partner.
Okay.
If you're a partner, you automatically get the newsletter. We send it to our entire email list every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you're not a member, you know, we would encourage you to join.
Yeah, go check it out. It's well worth it. I can tell you that right now. You get so much, like we're talking, so much just inside. If you really do feel like you got a business partner, you know.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So, well, absolutely. And what do you think is, I guess I want to know, aside from the things that we've talked about, what's the next big thing in 2016 for you guys?
Well,
and that's putting you on the spot, I know, yeah, but go for it.
You know, like I mentioned, Restore is probably the biggest thing that's directly in front of us. You know, and local government things happen quickly. Things come up, you know, when you were dealing with the legislature, you kind of know the issues going into session and you plan for those. And locally, sometimes things come up and you have to react and you know, be prepared to stand up and speak. But, you know, again, like I said, we're going to take information from our partners and the businesses here locally to know what's important to them. You know, we don't want to run out and say, you know, this is important and find out.
Nobody really cares.
Thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be, you know, kind of relying on our folks to tell us, hey, these are the things we want you to be, speaking out on.
Yeah. So if you got an issue, let them know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So. Well, cool, man. Was there anything we missed or that we know we need to go over?
Well, another thing that we do is we have a number of committees at the chamber that our partners are welcome to be a part of. We've got a education committee that we work with everyone from early childhood education through post-secondary with the college and university. Mm-hmm. And we would encourage more of our partners to be a part of that. We've got a few, but hearing what businesses want, need out of the education system is always beneficial. And we have a healthcare committee, which is, you know, it's the same thing. We've got all the hospitals there and some doctors groups, but it's always good to have some business folks who can say, you know, these are the healthcare issues that we're facing. And then we've got a senior voices committee that meets quarterly that, you know, deals with issues facing our seniors.
Right.
And, you know, again, we've got a great group. So anybody else that would like to be a part of that, definitely encourage you.
Okay. And do you have to be a member to be a part of any of this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So again, it all comes down to be a member.
Right. Right.
Cause it works. Cool, man. Well, I want to thank you for coming in this morning and sharing all this good news with us. And I know I'll let Rebecca know to keep us informed as we get into 2016.
Absolutely.
You know, keep updating everybody. So let's tell them one more time where they can find all their information or enroll to be a member.
Yeah, PensacolaChamber.com. We'll give you everything you need to know. And, you know, just you can contact me and we'll be happy to answer any questions. But, you know, we encourage our business community to join the chamber and be a part of all the good things we're working on.
Yeah, very cool. All right, you guys, and you can find us at Pensacola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pensacola Business Radio on Facebook or at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, Todd, thanks for coming in. Have a great, happy holiday. This will be my last interview for this week.
All right.
So I'm going to go enjoy some Christmas stuff, man. So, again, thanks for coming in. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.